One good thing about working at Wells Fargo is I do know how to saddle official. Sir, if you don't put him on the line right now, you're going to hear about this later.
Get the manager, I said.
Yeah, it's funny when you're being pushy with him. Man, I'm going to have to leave that store alone. Pranked him like 3 times tonight now.
She sounded like she was going to cry, and then she was like laughing.
Yeah, I thought she was about to cry, but then I realized she was laughing.
I think it wasn't believable because she was outside.
Yeah, we saw you stealing those bottles. We saw you take them out of the back of the machine and put them back in.
We saw you steal that candy bar from that poor little child. I saw you knock down that poor wife with her baby on the way, trying to get ahead in the line.
We're security. We're parking that white car right over there. See it?
Don't make us come tackle your ass. Jose's gonna. You better recognize Jose's gonna go kung fu on you.
Jose, sound like a Jose.
He did actually. But his name's like something like Quiff, whatever when we first called. Quiff. How many Chris's do they have at that store?
Well, Chris. We should call up Loss Prevention. Call up Chris and tell him we just impersonated him and what we did.
Just call him. He'll be like, I have your number.
I'm tracing the call right now.
Oh yeah, RBCP doesn't have to worry about that. He's calling from the internet.
Okay, hold on. Whoa, it wasn't hung up. They're calling and warning Chris, Matt.
Oh, fuck.
Let's call him anyways.
Oh, could I have Chris on loss prevention?
Okay. The customer is mine.
Okay, we're being transferred.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Hey, who's the guy working in bottles over in groceries?
Who am I talking to?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Uh-huh.
How can I help you?
What's his name? Is it Jose for real?
Who am I talking to?
Roy.
What do you want?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was asking a question, and you're not answering me, though.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We have police that are tracking this phone call right now.
They're tracking it?
Yeah, that's right.
Are they like, you know?
No, and we're going to be, and Fred Myers is going to be pressing charges. So if you want to keep calling back, then we're going to press charges. So don't call back.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you're not very aware of phones because they have to get a warrant first. Only the Secret Service can trace a phone before getting a warrant. So you're a dipshit. Want to lie again? Chris?
Police are tracking this call.
Yeah, I lied about the whole warrant thing, but it would have been funny to see him lie. Be like, you fucker!
I wonder how they're tracking it.
They have a computer screen there, and it has like a map of the U.S., and it's being like triangulated. You see the line going back to your house.
We should call it back one last time.
Yeah.
Like, Chris, how long do I have before the police zero in on this?
Chris has got me all scared now.
Go back as the police and say, we're tracking that call that was just made there.
They need your corporate security. I'm calling about the phone call.
Decoder should talk this time. He's got a different voice than us.
Nah, let's leave him alone. Let's do another one, see if we can get another customer.
Okay. Which Fred Myers? The Fred Myers Corporation will press charges.
So if you call again, we will.
Yeah.
So we're going to press charges, but if you call again, then we really will. Oh.
And it'll be twice as bad that time.
Stick to your story.
Didn't Chris really sound like, you know, young?
We're going to press double charges on you.
I'm going to tell my manager.
Wait, what's illegal about making a phone call? That's what I wonder.
Well, like what the voice is that was wrong. He handed us the customer. We just simply talked to her.
Prank phone calls on you.
Oh, hey, do you have a customer at the counter?
What's that?
Is there a customer there right now?
I'm not at the counter right now.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm in the office.
Oh, is there anybody at the counter?
Yeah.
Oh, could I talk to them, please?
What is this regarding?
Oh, I was trying to get a hold of somebody that was going to be shopping there.
Oh, okay, hold on real quick. What do they look like?
It's a female.
Female?
Kind of like brownish, blondish, black hair.
Okay, height?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too good with height because I'm only 4 foot tall. Everybody looks pretty big to me.
Okay, hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
It all sounds the same.
This is a stop and go in Bend, Oregon.
That sounds like someone who called the PLA before.
It's Murdoch!
Murdoch.
There aren't any girls in here right now.
Oh, maybe it's a guy then.
What?
Is there any guys there?
Yeah, there are.
Because he's a, like a cross-dresser. Or she, I guess I should say.
Okay, yeah, yeah. There's nobody here.
There's no people there at all now?
No.
Is there anybody out getting gas?
What is this about?
I was trying to get a hold of them because I need them to buy some Oreos.
Some what?
Oreos, the cookie.
Okay,
sir, can you please transfer us to the electronics counter? Sir?
Sir?
Gas station.
No, it's a gas station.
Oh. I thought it was Fred Meyers. Sorry, I put my phone down at the wrong part of the conversation.
The electronics guy. He transferred me to sporting goods. It's a fucking technical, man.
Oh, that was a stop and go.
No, that'd be funny if, we called in. The people at the counter, the next people who come in to buy alcohol, they're not really 21. Check their ID.
That's my little call sister. Okay, hold on.
Call up and do the busy.
Thank you for choosing our show, Walmart. How can I direct your call?
Electronics.
Walmart, please.
Okay.
You're just going to say, okay, thanks, man. Bye. Click.
We're being transferred to electronics.
Do you? Where?
Oh, they're going to be music there.
We talk though, it's like lights out.
Probably because of my internet phone.
Will I talk?
What kind of internet phone? Vonage?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good?
What's that?
Is it good?
Oh yeah, rule.
Because when I get my DSL connection, I think I'm going to have to put that on there, so.
Is this Fred Meyers?
Yeah, it's worth it. No, this is Walmart in somewhere. It's in Salem, Oregon.
Can you call Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, I know the code from Walmart, so hold on. Security is Department 99.
Just don't do, like, bombs or anything on my line.
I'm not stupid.
Can you get them to transfer us to the...
Don't be a bother to them.
Yeah, that really sucked.
I've never been successful with doing Walmart paging systems.
I heard somebody do it the other day, some little fucking lemur from Texas.
Really? But did it actually work?
Apparently. I mean, it beeped when she did what he said her to do, what he told her to do. I mean, that shit, I hung up.
That's cool. Did they call back and ask?
No, we never followed up. We should have.
I mean, if you can find one that works on, then that's a lot of fun.
I had the number written down somewhere, but that fucking whole goddamn AT&T security forced me to take my notebooks and bring them somewhere. But I'm sure I could call directory net and get the number. Hold on, I'm going to call the directory now.
Arby?
Hello.
I'm going to pretend I'm from Department 99.
What's that?
Security, obviously. I was in Walmart the other day, and they were, like, paging Department 99 to... electronics, and I asked the lady at the counter, I was like, that's security, isn't it? She's like, yeah. I'm like, hello? I was like, obviously you don't have 99 departments in this little store.
Is area code
Wow, that was really weird.
How long does it take to get the electronics?
He must be on break.
No, I just called up directory net and I got 3 different people in that one phone call.
That's weird.
Some lady asked me what listing. I was sitting in state. Some old dude asked me what listing, and then the different guy fucking verified the address. I thought I'd accidentally click back over to the fucking conference. Oh. Last time I called that straight through.
I'm looking on Google for Walmart codes.
Alright, the one in Granbury, Texas is 817-573-3791. And I forgot the code. But it's something in the star transfer button, and it puts us right on the fucking intercom pager.
If we need to, we can call an Albertsons or something. I'll just say I'm from another store. Just be like, look, we do your processing over here, and I've detected an error. May I please speak to that customer at your register? Thank you.
Hey, we could call up a store and say whoever just did a credit card transaction.
Hello? I'll say.
Whoever just did a credit card transaction, the credit card is coming up with stolen, so they need to stop the customer. We've done that before and had them stopped.
Walmart is the best because fucking they hire mentally retarded people to do their to stop the door. I'm serious. I was in a Walmart in Massachusetts.
Yeah, they do here too.
And fucking, there was like this Mexican family right in front of me. And as I'm walking out with my girlfriend, you see the thing goes off. You see these Mexicans start walking real fast, and some little retarded kid comes up to me and asks me if I bought anything electronics. I say no. I was like, maybe that Mexican family running away though. Could be them, you think?
No, I got, like, stopped by some lady at the door of Walmart. She's like, can I see a receipt in your purchases, please? I was like, I don't have to show you. Legally, I don't have to show you. And she's like, yes, you do. In this store, you do. I'm like, no, you don't.
The law is different in this store.
Yeah, do you have your own laws in the store that I cross borders when entering the Walmart?
So I eventually showed her just to, like, not raise shit. And I went home and called, like, supervisor. I was like, if you ever fucking have your people stop me on the way out, I didn't say what I looked like or who I was. I was just like, you will be hearing shit from me. I will be walking out. They will have to tackle my ass, and then you'll have my lawsuit on your hands. And, like, so ever since I made that call, every time I go to that Walmart store, like, twice a week,
uh-huh.
Never been stopped. No one gets stopped anymore.
Now you should just steal shit.
Pretty much. They do have security officers just wandering around randomly, though.
They have good cameras.
You know what you do? You go to, like, a pharmacy order and take one of those tags off, that's the alarm off, and just put it in your purse or wallet or something and just carry it with you at all times.
I used to put those shits on the floor upside down so people would step on them. I love those little fucking EAS tags. Those are the best.
Yeah, I've got a place online where I can order them wholesale, like 5,000.
Really?
I think I'm going to order a bunch.
I remember like 6 years ago I was working at a retail place, and the fucking shipment came from UPS of tags. And at the counters, they had the demagnetizer underneath the counter, so you could just like swipe the thing over the counter to get the thing demagnetized.
Yeah.
The fucking UPS guy came in and put it right on top of it. Swear to fucking God, I was like, oh great. I told him too. I said, you know, you just demagnetized that whole box of shit right there, my friend.
Right.
We used them anyway, though.
No, that'd be funny to take the magnetized ones and just put them on the bottom of every cart.
Yeah, that's always funny.
Yeah.
Everybody will be sitting up blood.
I used to do that shit, too.
Yeah, we used to walk around.
What?
We used to walk around during the wintertime and toss them on people's hats, like in their coats.
Talk them on our back. This shit's kind of stupid. We've been waiting for like 10 minutes.
Thank you for choosing North Star Walmart. How can I call?
Oh, could I have, I don't know, sporting goods?
Sporting goods? One moment, please.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hi, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. What are we doing here anyway?
I don't know.
Getting a customer.
Oh, okay. Well, we need a department that has registers.
Which sporting goods are
we doing? Hi, can you take me to the registers up front?
What?
Can you transfer you to the register 5 up front?
Oh,
Kirk? I'm the only one back here, so.
Or can you see the registers from where you are?
No, I'm over at Sporting Goods.
Oh, we're trying to.
Okay, I was wondering, do you have a customer at your desk right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mean to disturb you with them. What's a busier department?
What's a busier department?
Sorry, I'm taking a survey for school. What's the busiest department at 10, you know, the time it is right now?
Probably the front. They're always
okay.
Busy, so.
Could you, what?
Either the front or, like, electronics, I guess.
Can you transfer me electronics, please? Or actually, just the front. If you know anything up front, you can transfer me to. Besides the customer service lady. Someone that deals with customers, because I have to get a survey done for school. I know that sounds retarded, but I have to talk to the people who...
I just can't find the sheet to where the departments are. I'm new, too, so I don't really know all the departments yet. So.
Yeah, that's okay. Is it 9-6 pound?
Let's try that.
Okay. Take a little while to find the six.
Attention shoppers.
Attention, Kmart shoppers!
Astroglide is on sale this week only. 99 cents a tube.
What's 96 pound?
Painting.
If you are a practitioner of anal sex, Astroglide is on sale.
Oh, you just... Astroglide turns me on so much.
I use Astroglide every day.
It satisfies my every craving.
I'm going to call and see if we're on.
Thank you for choosing our show at Walmart. How can I direct the call?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear anybody on the overhead page right now?
Who?
Like anybody talking?
Say that again?
Is there anybody on your overhead page right now?
Overhead page?
You know, it pages overhead.
If you wanted to pay somebody, we can. Is that what you mean?
Oh, is there a way I could be transferred to it? And I'll just do the paging myself.
Oh, who do you want to page?
No, I'll just do it myself if you can transfer me. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I thought you were hung up on
me. Who would you like to page?
His name is Mike, and the last name is Hunt.
Hunt?
Mike, and then Hunt, H-U-N-T.
Mike Hunt?
Yeah.
See if he's in the store or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he could come to electronics, because that's where I am.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
How the fuck? Yeah, I was thinking about something. Using that Jesus's voicemail or whatever.
Yeah.
If I was to, say, call one of those 710 numbers with a 202-456-1414 Annie, do you think it would let me through without the fucking 12-digit password?
I don't know.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Poor Jesus.
And if they guess.
Oh, let's charge the teleconference to the line.
You know you go to hell.
What?
You know you go to hell.
Yeah, you're going to end up in hell. It's like, what are they going to end up here for charging teleconferences to Jesus' line?
But, I mean, that'd be a cool thing to go to hell for.
All right.
We saw our friends there. Jesus is probably figuring out what the hell happened to my phone.
I'm really trying to call.
I'm gonna call him up for my cell phone and see what happens.
Are you going to?
Yeah, I'm calling right now.
He's like, it's the crap.
Hello, this is Satan. You're a dark lord.
Oh, man, you fixed it. I was going to charge some calls to you. Oh, well. Wait, hold on. Let me try and break your code, sir.
Hello, sir?
understand.
You probably change it back to the same code.
It's probably one of those systems that you can't change the code. It's old. It's like the Asian. It's like, this is all that's supposed to be.
Police are probably like sitting around the answering machine right now. No one ever shut them down.
Praise the Lord.
Just keep making that beep noise, Dart, and we'll keep them on the line. I don't think I'm going to break in today, Jesus. I'll try tomorrow. Bye. Okay.
Hey, who should we call now? I want to talk to a customer. Albertsons would be silly to fool because, I mean, Albertsons people are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Come on, they're all dumb. Let's get real here.
Let's call Target. No, Walmart's the only one open 24 hours a day.
Can we just call up Walmart and, like, electronics and ask them if they have a certain DVD in and they'll go check? And then when they come back, ask them for a different DVD and just keep doing that over and over and over. See how many times they check.
That'd be good. Who's doing that?
Hold on.
Hello?
Let me find a Walmart over on the West Coast.
Robert Mueller's office, please.
This is Robert Mueller.
Yes, Mr. Mueller. This is Agent Paul Barker of the FBI.
Wait, Robert Mueller is the director of the FBI.
Yes, sir. I'm inquiring about my... I have not received my paycheck yet, sir.
Hello, my name is Brad, and I wish to speak to electronics, please.
Sure, hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, this Walmart's got groovy music.
Hopefully it won't take forever, beep. Connected.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, let's call up that movie theater and ask them if they know me. I guess they'd be close.
You can always call that theater up and that you took the voicemail over and just say, look, we're calling from the Christian Coalition. We heard that there was some inappropriate airing of tapes here.
Robert Mueller's office, please. Hey, yo, Prescott. I mean, fucking decoder. Oh, shit.
Electronics.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you busy?
Yes, I am. Can I help you?
I need to find out if you have a movie on DVD called War Games.
War Games?
Yeah, War Games.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's from 1983.
Good. Hold on.
That she's busy too. That's cool.
I'm sure.
She's like, God damn it.
Yo, what? What the fuck?
Robert Mueller's office, please.
Arby?
Yes.
Are we still waiting?
Yeah, she's checking all the shelves for War Game.
We should find some like remote movies that we know they're not gonna find.
Well, I mean, War Games, that's pretty.
Well, that's the first. Now we gotta come up with like 10 of them. Okay, you know, I didn't really want to watch that one anyways. Can you tell me about the...
Hey, we could see if they have Bruce Almighty on DVD. I'm pretty sure that won't be there yet.
Do you have Bruce Almighty 2 yet? I got told it was coming straight to video in 2004. Do you have the Tommy Lee?
This lady really pissed. I thought it was a prank.
Do you have the Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson video? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
We need to come up with good videos, like,
Hello?
Here's a computer game.
Hello, this is AT&T. Call AT&T. You have a call from David Lightman. Will you accept the charges?
No, we'll not.
It's okay, because he's an employee at Walmart. Will you accept now? Press 1 to accept. Press 2 to decline.
1, 0, 8. Please, that's for you.
Hello?
Bitch hung up on us.
Let's call Motel 6.
I guess it was my last name.
Let's call Motel 6. Hey, who's got the number for Motel 6?
Any Motel 6?
West Coast, preferably.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling one.
Yeah, no.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 at Sound. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter
1112.
For directions to the...
This is Jim from the front desk.
Yes, from one person.
It's too East Coast to wake people up.
No, dude, you just feel it's gonna be believable.
Who cares if it's believable?
I need credit card numbers.
I wanna piss people off.
On credit card numbers.
Do it on your own time. I say we just have fun right now.
And when they say, I paid cash, we can fuck them. Here, just let me call the hotel six.
Probably think the money was fake and ask them to read the serial numbers.
While in a group conference, you can touch 0 to exit. Touch 1.
Here, hang up on the hotel six, call it, and call it again. I get a different room number.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
Hello?
If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the motel, please press 1. For reservations, please press 2. For the front desk, please press 3.
Or are you there?
On the line for further assistance.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody's typing. I've been in 1115.
phone crew so they can call a different one.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Fremont South. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling...
Dude, get a hotel on the West Coast.
For directions to the
that
motel,
is West Coast.
Please
what number? What you hit?
1116. Let me try a different city. I'll try like Los Angeles.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That was in Fremont.
Everybody took off, you know, big anthrax and SARS scare.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Los Angeles, Harbor City.
What's the room number?
Guess you
got it. Are we calling Motel 6 again?
1116?
116.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I can't take chances.
Never fails.
Alright, hang up.
Hello?
Try like room 108.
Never fails.
So, of course.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Los Angeles, Harbor.
Back when I was living in Utah, and I expect.
While in a group conference, you can touch 0 to exit.
I just, like, called them all day long.
Whoa, that's how they set it up?
Yeah.
Crazy. Hello, sir. My name is Paul Barker. I'm the night auditor here at the front desk at Motel 6.
Uh-huh.
And first off, I'd like to apologize for calling at such a late hour.
You
but,
late.
This isn't... Sorry?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'd like to apologize for calling at such a late hour, but this is an urgent matter. We just did our mass credit card transaction. You see, we do them all in bulk to save on service fees for our customers, and unfortunately, the card you used to pay for with the room came back invalid / declined.
Wait. I didn't pay by credit card. I paid cash.
Hey, you don't have to get all fucking pissy, man.
I'm a 108.
Yeah, we know.
You're a man.
I'm a woman, okay?
Well, you sound like a man. And you act like a
man. Did you start out as a boy when you were born?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You paid with a Visa card? I'm checking our computers right now.
Okay.
I think the lines are crossed.
I didn't pay with a Visa card. I paid with cash. Why are you calling me sir? I'm a woman. I'm all woman.
Every inch.
I don't even have a credit card.
I don't have a credit card. You're calling from Motel 6.
No, I'll call that one again. Do a different room.
Call the same room.
Yeah, just do a different room.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 and Delicious Party.
What room number?
106.
I got this. basement also.
Nobody stays at this motel.
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yes?
Yeah, right. Yes, you got her.
Nobody stays at this motel 6 unless they're...
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel.
You know on the Tool album?
While in a group conference, you can...
Some fucking bullshit making fun of the automated system at the LAPD, and I put that out as my voicemail message. And I fucking, and I made them all think I was calling that, and I got on there as the LAPD, and I didn't bust them out for like 10 minutes.
What room?
I don't remember. 211, I think. Or 207. I don't know.
Ain't nobody at Motel 6.
Damn, dude, no one's at this motel.
Empty, man. It's empty.
Here, pick a different motel.
They should call one of the rich motels, hotels, like, you know.
Yeah, but then they're not as dumb.
It just,
yeah, they aren't as dumb.
You're not, I mean, to harass the snobby rich people, I don't give a shit about credit card numbers.
I like Motel 6, though.
No, once you get their credit card numbers, you can call them a dumb. You're a dumbass, you fucking crack some up.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Hey, Motel 6 tonight?
Alright.
Yeah, don't call Motel 6.
Motel 6 sucks. Fuck.
Good evening,
guest
service. This is Trini. How may I help you?
Can I have a room? Yeah, room 112, please.
What was that again?
No, not room 112. Room 118.
Room 118?
Yeah, that's who we need to talk to, please.
All right.
I currently see no one's in
there. We already did 112 at that place. I think. Well, tell him he left his gerbil down at the front desk, and he needs to come get it.
Okay, so just a bad night for credit card numbers.
We should do this on a Friday. I don't care about credit cards. I don't care about credit cards.
Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Hello, sir? Fuck!
Every time.
I called it for rental.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 at Los Angeles International Airport. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter 7 and the room number at any time.
Well, I'm in a group.
What airport is that?
Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
What's the room number?
I forget.
Good evening, guest services. Official speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah, room 107, please. Hello? What the hell is it with these motels?
They're on to us.
It's Tuesday night.
Fuck it, dude. No credit cards tonight.
I don't want credit cards. That's what pisses people off.
Every Motel 6, you get a letter on your pillow not to answer the phone. Motel 6 does not call you and ask you for your credit card. Please be aware of this.
sure.
And of course, it's always going to be the dumbass who doesn't read it, so they're going to have to start typing in red on the pillow.
I can't read.
The automated voice when you pick up your phone.
I'll give out your credit card number.
And we'd like to remind you, guest.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Thank you for Lisa's apartment. Never mind that it's 11 o'clock at her time and she's
the phone number of the guest you're calling. Please enter 7-1-0.
While in a group conference.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, this is Mike from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
You left your wallet down here at the front desk. Could you come and get it?
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
And it's the pink one, right?
Huh?
It's the pink wallet with Barbie on it.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, what's that? You're talking about a pink wallet with Barbie on it. A pink wallet with Barbie on it.
Yeah, no, that doesn't belong to me.
Oh, because it got like $800 in it. It's not yours, though?
No, it sure isn't. Not that one.
I mean, it's got $800 in it, and I'm pretty sure I saw you drop it.
Nah.
Can I have the $800, then? You don't want to come pick it up?
Excuse me?
It's got $800 in it in cash.
Okay.
But it's not yours?
Would you like me to come pick it up?
Well, I mean, if it's yours, you definitely have to get it, because, I mean, I don't know what to do with $800.
You don't know what to do with $800?
No, I can't keep it. That'd be dishonest.
Yeah, it sure would.
Are you going to pick it up, then?
One second. I'm trying to see if there's anybody actually lost that.
The food doctor.
Nah. No pink wallet is Barbie on it.
What about next door? Can you go out your door and like knock on the guys next door to you and see if they lost it?
Nah.
They unplugged their phone. I think they're sleeping. Could you go wake them up?
Nah, I can't do that. I'm kind of tied up right now.
You're tired? Oh, you're tied up?
Tied up. Yeah.
Guys are doing drugs. Are you doing drugs in my room?
I'm doing sex, fool.
Well, do you want $800 to help with your sex?
Huh?
You want $800?
What, to help me with my sex?
No, I didn't say that. You just turned me.
Congratulations, sir. You're the 800th, harassed person. For this, you win $800.
Well, congratulations. You passed our honesty test.
Okay, thanks.
You didn't want to take the $800. That's crazy.
Nah, congratulations. You're a dumbass. You passed the honesty test.
I'll take the $800, all right?
Sir, okay. This is KROQ, the radio station?
Yeah.
K-Rock? Ever hear of it? Okay,
seven.
You come down. Please come down to the lobby. You have won our prize.
Uh-huh.
Put on the towel, though, first.
Most people would say $800, but you're an honest guy, so we're going to give you that as a prize.
Okay.
But just all you got to do is come down to the lobby, but you got to have a towel, and if you got like a magic marker or a pen or anything, you got to write KROQ on there.
Actually, the last 10 people, sir, that we have called actually did not... Pass
the
honesty test.
They all wanted the $800, pink Barbie wallet and all, so you won it.
Well, I thought about it, but it's nobody in here owns a Barbie wallet, so...
Yeah, so you're an honest guy. If you got a magic marker or paint or anything, just write K-Rock on the towel and come down to the towel.
I have magic markers in the room. I don't have
you have a pen? You know the pen by the phone that they supply you with?
Pen?
Yeah, if you write that on your forehead, if you write K-Rock on your forehead and then just come down with a white towel wrapped around your waist, we'll just give you the $800.
And may I ask, who is the lucky lady? Because we are going to supply you with an all-paid expense trip to New York.
And a jar of KY.
What?
And a jar of KY.
But you get the $800 from iOne.com. But that's just, our prize is the trip to New York.
Okay.
But like I said,
in order to win this, you do have to write K-Rock somewhere on your body.
It'll probably work better. It'll work better if you write it in your forehead and just come down with the white towel wrapped around your waist.
You actually said somewhere on my body, so we're not going to choose the forehead on this one.
Well, hey, it's got to be visible. When we got the cameras, we got to see it say K-Rock on you, It'll be better on your forehead.
I'll throw in a PlayStation 2 if you put it on your forehead.
Do you want to wait? I thought we were going to give it to the next caller.
Oh,
I want the forehead on this.
We'll give you the PlayStation 2. It has got like 4 games with it, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and something else, and this other driving game. Just write it on your forehead, just like real big. Have your girlfriend over there. Just make it like thick lines so we can see it says it.
Write it on your ass and come down naked.
No, no, we don't want him to come down naked now.
Don't throw in the PlayStation and I won't come down in the towel because I'm already dressed.
Okay.
No, it doesn't matter if you're dressed, as long as the towel's around your waist. You can have your clothes on, we just want the towel around the waist and want to say K-Rock on your forehead. You could be dressed, I don't mind that, it's just a towel.
And is there anything you want to say to your mother on the air now? Because you are on the air.
Yeah, screw you. Thanks for leaving me.
Oh, okay. Mom, you suck!
How cheerful.
Yeah, one of those.
Well, that's unfortunate, but we'll give you, like I said, $800, a trip or two to New York. And the PlayStation, if you write it thick on your forehead, because our cameras, if you just write it like thin, like a pen stroke, the cameras won't be able to see it. We got to have it thick so that it'll pick up on our camera, you know?
All right.
The resolution is not high enough. Just have your girlfriend do it. Like, make thick lines, you know, like graffiti lines, black letters or something to fill it in.
Right, black letters.
And you can have the clothes on. I forgot to mention that. You don't have to be naked. Just the towel around your waist. If you have clothes on or not, it really doesn't make a difference.
Are you going to come down to the lobby now, sir?
Yes, we will do that. I will do that.
Hey,
are you planning to get K-Rock on your body?
What's your name?
No, it's got to be on his forehead for the PlayStation.
Hey,
we're going to save that PlayStation for the next call.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Greg.
Hey, Greg, what station plays all your favorite country music?
Actually, I don't know what station plays all my country music.
Oh, you lose then. Too bad. No, I'm kidding. Come on down.
All the rock music I like is on K-Rock.
Oh, okay. That's good.
All right.
All right, that's good for a soundbite.
We'll see you in a minute.
All right. All
right.
Bye.
I'll call the front desk and say, this is a crazy man with a towel. He's running through the hotel.
Do it now.
Do that.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Oh, cute.
Hopefully.
Crazy guy.
What are we going to say to him?
There's a crazy guy running around the hotel with a towel around him.
Huh?
Hey, there's a crazy guy running around the hotel with a towel. What are we going to do?
What floor are you on?
I'm on the second.
Okay, I'm scared to go to that floor.
And he's talking about, he said he's going to come down and, like, try and get money out of you guys. Because we heard him talking. He's going to try and get, like, $800 out.
No, it's possible.
Yeah, he's bringing a pink wallet with him.
Okay.
He's psycho or something. He's wearing a towel on his head. He's writing stuff on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And he's screaming about turkeys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys are getting arrested.
We're going to ruin his sex life forever.
So that lady, she seemed like, oh, we get that all the time. Let me call security.
Yeah, right? Oh, again?
Why the hell was he dressed so fast? He must have a hooker in the room.
Yeah.
It is Motel 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, he was already dressed in 2 seconds, so he must have thought she was so dirty he couldn't take off all the clothes.
It's in Los Angeles at the airport.
I'm going to just pull my pants down a little bit.
Now you wouldn't drop me in Motel 6. We can call back later tonight.
Did that guy really come down and ask for money?
I think he might actually come down with the towel and everything.
I wish I remembered his room number.
They're like, sir, you never came down to claim your prize.
Yes, I did. I got arrested.
While in a group conference, you can touch 0 to exit, touch 1 to...
I liked his little mom thing. Thanks for leaving me, bitch.
What station plays all your favorite country music?
I don't know.
But I know I like K-Rock. The only reason I know what K-Rock is because I got a stupid shirt one time at the college. Decoder.
Yeah.
You should have said, NWC. Sound like you're going
WNBC.
You have on a prize patrol package. Parole. That's what he's going to have to be on.
Hey, you could have been Howard Stern. I don't know who RV would have been. Just the WNBC guy. And I could have been What's-Her-Face, the black chick.
Robin.
Robin.
Oh,
okay. So the cool one who's the smart one on that show. You know, he's like, and it's funny because she got Mark Wahlberg on there the other day, and it's like the first time she actually said a guy was like good looking for her. She was like, I want to get with him.
Call more hotel tickets.
No, enough with the fucking motels. These people, they bother me.
You want to call my old landlord and ask her if, it's like 11:30 at night.
I just wanted to call just one of the apartments and just fucking say that they were making so much goddamn noise and I'm going to come up there.
I think it should only be a digit or two off. Let me call it up. Okay?
All
right. Wait, I don't know which number. Just ask them which apartment number they are. Hold on. That one didn't work. Hold on.
Using the dial pad, please enter the extension you wish to call. To use the directory, press pound. To leave a message, using the dial pad buttons, please press the name of a person. For the letter Q, press 7. For Z, press 9.
Hello?